Here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm talking to Leland McKinney. First of all, Leland, you're with Kansas State University. Tell me what you do.
I'm the Extension State Leader in the Department of Grain Science there at Kansas State University. So my primary function right now is extension and outreach through the International Grains Program, but I do have some teaching responsibilities as well as have an active research program.
Well, you've participated in what I think is a very interesting panel discussion here on dried distiller grain quality, and I think that very important topic to corn growers and those involved in ethanol production in particular. What kind of information was it that you wanted to bring to these people?
Well, I was asked to participate in this conference to talk about the effects of corn or grain quality on ethanol production and distillers grains. And I will say that putting together this information was kind of a challenge because there's not a lot of public information out there. That's not to say that ethanol facilities don't do their own sampling and testing, and they have a lot of this information, but it's kept internally. And so my approach to putting this presentation together was to basically visit with folks that work in the industry on a daily basis and kind of get their observations and their feedback from how they feel about how quality impacts ethanol production and distillers grains, and then weave it together, all of these different points of view, weave them together into a larger story that everyone can hopefully get something out of. So that was kind of my approach.
Well, give me an example of what you found that we would be interested in.
Well, I think several people mentioned the same things relative to quality, moisture, and how it impacts grinding efficiency and the water balance of the ethanol plant. Quality attributes, namely fermentable starch and how it can be used as an indicator of ethanol production. Test weight, how it impacts ethanol production. And a lot of folks would mention of their points of view on how these things impact distillers quality. Namely, mycotoxins was definitely an issue that was brought up in my discussions with these facilities.
So when you look at going forth from here, I know we've had some seed company involvement as well as companies involved in ethanol production itself. What do you think they're going to be working on now to make use of this type of information to help improve or create some better advantages for the market?
Well, I hope people, different people take different things away from the conference as well as my presentation. And I think one thing that comes across in my presentation is that there is not a lot of active research that dealing with the basic applied question of how quality impacts ethanol production and distillers grains. And if you look at the rapid growth of the ethanol industry and the view that the ethanol industry is a deposit for off-quality types of grains, I think maybe more attention is going to be paid to the quality of the grain coming into the facility. And I hope people will get some research ideas, particularly folks that are part of a university, maybe some applied research ideas that they could move forward with and get some more public information out there.
Well, we've certainly heard the theme or the comment more than once here about the need for not only ongoing but new research and even maybe a renewed emphasis and support for that. Well, thank you very much, Leland McKinney. He's with Kansas State University, and from here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.